What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019, getting on toward the end of the month here. And we have got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So getting right on into it, the other day, there was a report that came on out about how Chelsea Clinton was very close to Ghislaine Maxwell, or Ghislaine Maxwell, rather, and Epstein's ex-girlfriend and the alleged madam who'd been accused of helping him procure underage girls for sex. Well, everybody's trying to, you know, hit the lifeboats on this one as the Epstanic goes nose down. And so Chelsea Clinton had her representative issue a statement denying reports that the former first daughter was close friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. So we're starting to get into this Jeff Who mindset in Washington, D.C. Now, yesterday we talked about how after his prison sentence in county jail down in Florida, Jeff Epstein mounted a public relations campaign. He wanted to polish his image, and he had these puff pieces that were written up, and they were published in places like Forbes and Huffington Post and National Review. Well, following the story that came out highlighting them as part of a public relations campaign, these outlets have now deleted all of the pro-Epstein propaganda. So, big blank space when it comes to Epstein. They don't want to be embarrassed trying to puff up his image. They don't want to talk about what it is he's been doing because of all the prominent people who are nervous about this. In fact, Rudolph Giuliani is saying the Epstein case is going to implicate a lot of people. And he may well be right about that. So, you have all of these people that Epstein collected. That's what he called it. I collect people. And lured them into his little palaces. Lured them into doing something indelicate. And then once he had them on videotape and audio tape, he's got them. And that makes him a perfect intelligence asset and a perfect blackmailer. So let's get on over to our domestic political situation. As you know, tomorrow is when Robert Mueller is going to testify, and they're already hyping it a little too much for my taste. It's a big setup, and they want us all to watch for the payoff. And so far, all we've been told for certain is that all Robert Mueller would be allowed to testify about is his report. That's it. He's not going to be asked any other questions. And Attorney General Barr was on TV earlier today, basically getting his little screen time in, little face time in. But one of the allegations we have here is that Comey lied to Donald Trump in his position as head of the FBI, in Trump's position as president. Comey lied to Trump saying that he wasn't under investigation, even though Comey was actively pursuing a case. So, if Comey lied to Trump, who is after all a federal official, it's prosecutable as a False Statements Act violation. And it would be kind of lovely if Comey went down with one of those after engineering them for so many other people. And the linkages are coming out, and people are scratching their head and saying, what the heck is going on? So we have Google was conceived, funded, and directed by the Central Intelligence Agency. Google then funded CrowdStrike, the so-called experts behind the Russian hacker story. So how complicit does that make the top echelon of the CIA in this series of lies and duplicity in fomenting the attempted coup against Donald Trump? Because that's what it was. It was an attempted coup d'etat. At the very least, it's sedition. And they're not giving up on it. Apparently, during a speech at the NAACP's annual convention on Monday, Representative Rashida Tlaib promised the crowd, "I'm not going nowhere, not until I impeach this president." And apparently, for Rashida, good English has went as well. Dan Bongino is out there saying that the Mueller hearing is a golden opportunity for Republicans. Well, I wish I shared his optimism, but I don't. And the reason I don't, as I said before, is this is getting hyped. They want people to tune into this. And I think it's going to be basically a setup. He can only talk about the report. And so I have a feeling that anybody who thought filing Mueller was going to get raked over the coals and ask the tough questions, it's not going to happen. Sorry about that. It's not going to happen. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting on back to the news here. This story bothers me. This came out of TruePundit.com, and it's about a high-profile supervisory special FBI agent named Cincinnelli. He's 41 years old, and apparently he worked on cases like the Clinton Foundation, probing their finances. So apparently this Cincinnelli was out partying with other colleagues from the FBI at the Container Bar. This is apparently a trendy watering hole in Austin, Texas. And the group had been drinking and dancing, according to sources. Later in the evening, supposedly Cincinnelli pulled out his gun and shot himself right in the middle of the dance floor. It just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right at all. I mean, it's a spectacular hit. Somebody wanted to send a message that didn't get to anybody anywhere. But this, you know, 41 years old, peak of his career, success. They don't give any reason for him to be suicidally depressed. They don't even say he was depressed. There's no note. But I find the fact that he worked on the Clinton Foundation finances compelling, shall we say. All right, you're going to love this next story. A lawsuit filed a while ago by businessman Ed Butowski alleged that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told Fox News analyst Ellen Ratner the DNC leaked emails were received from Seth Rich and his brother Aaron. Now, due to the scale of the potential ramifications of this story, remember the official story was Russia hacking, there was some valid skepticism about the Butowski assertion. However, recently unearthed footage from Ellen Ratner talking about her interview with Assange in November of 2016 seems to validate what the lawsuit alleges. Assange told Fox News that it was Seth Rich that was leaking the emails and his brother Aaron. So it was a non-hack hack. We're basically here at about the third anniversary of the WikiLeaks release of the DNC emails. And as has been the case with every other leak revealed by WikiLeaks, it turns out the emails were authentic. WikiLeaks has been very careful about vetting what they have here. And the emails made it unmistakably clear that the DNC had tipped the scales sharply against Democrat Bernie Sanders giving him a snowball's chance in the dark regions for the nomination. The posting of the DNC emails is also widely seen as having harmed the electoral prospects of Hillary Clinton, who could not escape responsibility completely, while a handful of the very top DNC officials were forced to immediately resign. So that was just about 3 years ago. And now we know it was Seth Rich. Julian Assange told Fox News it was Seth Rich. So now we have a motive for Seth Rich's murder. Two bullets in the back. Wallet not taken. Watch not taken. Cell phone not taken. It was a hit. Plain and simple. It was a hit to silence a leak and to send a message to other potential leakers. Okay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there with another wacko conspiracy theory about President Trump. She is now out there claiming that Trump is trying to get her assassinated. Well, Alexandria, I think if Trump wanted you assassinated, you'd be assassinated. Just having a bunch of people yelling at you doesn't count. All right, so let's turn to the international news and the war zones. The United States has called for the nations of Europe to provide warships for the United States to patrol the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf to protect the tankers. Great Britain has come back with a counter suggestion that the armada in the Persian Gulf should be led by the European Union. And this is in response, of course, to Britain and Tehran escalating tensions by seizing each other's oil tankers. So speaking before the parliament, yesterday, Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt called for a multinational fleet to support safe passage of crew and cargo in and out of the Gulf. Now, rather short on details. We don't know how many nations would be involved. We don't know how many ships would be involved. But Hunt's announcement followed Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker, Stena Impero, in the Strait of Hormuz, citing violations of maritime traffic rules. This was 2 weeks after British forces confiscated a tanker suspected of carrying Iranian oil to Syria off of Gibraltar. Now, Iran is rejecting Britain's plan for a European protection mission in the Gulf, saying that it will cause more instability. Meanwhile, Europhile member of the European Parliament, Guy Verhofstadt, is out there drooling over the possible creation of a European naval force. One of the things that makes it hard to figure out what's going on is Trump's position on Iran tends to change a lot with little notice. And yesterday he was saying that he doesn't want war with Iran, and he's now saying it could go either way and I'm okay either way it goes. And Trump added, it's getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran in the first place because if he views them as behaving very badly and the number one state of terror in the world. Both are nonsense. What behaving very badly means is Iran won't do what they're told by the United States. So Trump followed this all up by announcing new sanctions against China, saying they were intended to punish them for accepting crude oil. This is going to be a bigger problem for the U.S. and China ties than Iran, as Iran is already heavily sanctioned. Here a sanction, there a sanction, everywhere sanction, sanction. All right, there was an interesting little article. This one came out of VoltaireNet. And it's talking about how in the wakes of World War I and World War II, Britain worked to hang on to its empire, didn't want to give it up. And there was a lot of talk about all of these countries that were part of previous imperial powers being made independent sovereign nations. And so England was running around to these countries and setting up central banks and, you know, companies ready to plunder the mineral wealth there. But it looks like London is still trying to defend the shreds of its empire against Iran. And London is ready to go to war to defend its undeserved economic advantages. But if the British were to win this round, a few years later, they would likely lose Suez to the United States. Kind of hard to keep track of all this. Anyway, Iran has announced today it will attend an urgent meeting with countries that are still party to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, as it declared itself the guardian of security in the Gulf amid the tanker crisis. Now, the July 28th meeting is aimed at salvaging the deal after the United States withdrew from it last year and reimposed sanctions against Iran. The nuclear deal meeting was requested by the European parties to discuss the new situation, referring to Iran's reduced nuclear commitments under the deal in response to the U.S. withdrawal. So at least Iran is getting on out there and is willing to talk here. And there's still a lot of confusion, or to be more accurate, propaganda going on about whether or not the U.S. Navy destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. And Iran is denying the claims, saying the statements by the U.S. are quite a big lie, and saying the U.S. might have downed one of their own drones by mistake. Now, the U.S. is out there saying, well, we may have actually destroyed more than one Iranian drone in Hormuz. May have. Don't you know? You've got radar, supposedly. Okay, statement by Donald Trump, and I'm really starting to worry about his state of mind. Apparently yesterday he was having a meeting with representatives from Pakistan to help extricate Washington from the war in Afghanistan. Frankly, I think they ought to just get up and leave the way the Soviets did. But what they're trying to do is figure out a way to leave Afghanistan without making it look like we lost that one, which we did. But apparently when Trump met with the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, at the White House, he couldn't resist bragging. He was out there saying, I could win that war in a week. Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth literally in 10 days, but I don't want to go that route. I don't want to kill 10 million people. Instead, Trump said Pakistan will help extricate the U.S. from the long war in Afghanistan the previous administrations got entangled in. So already Trump is out there saying, hey, this was not my mess to begin with, which he's absolutely accurate about that. Over in North Macedonia, as they're getting closer and closer to joining NATO, the U.S. Army is already dumping money, weapons, and training all over their military. And they're currently engaged in an exercise called Decisive Strike. So soldiers with the 56th Striker Brigade Combat Team, 28th Infantry Division, were part of a two-month exercise at Krivolak Military Training Center in Krivolak, North Macedonia. All righty, we're going to take a phone call now from Terry in California. And Terry, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
No, you won't have to. I'll just make it quick. About Seth Rich, there was a guy on RT News the other night. Sounded like he had credibility. And he was talking, saying that Kim.com had proof on what happened to Seth Rich, and he could prove it, and they didn't want to talk to him. I don't know, have you heard anything like that?
I heard something about that. I've heard there's a lot of people with information, and it's like the third rail of American politics. It's kind of like how Vince Foster was when all those years ago. Okay, all right, well, Terry?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay on the line?
No, bye.
All right. We'll be back after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here with Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I recall that there was a doctor, I believe, that had made some statement that he had been in contact and seen had something to do with the care and overwatch of Seth Rich, and that he said it didn't make any sense that he died because he was in very stable condition. There was no reason for him to have passed. Do you recall?
Yeah, apparently he was shot with a small caliber gun.
Yeah, but there was a doctor. Do you remember that doctor?
I remember there being a doctor. I don't remember his name.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to switch over to James in Charlotte. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't know. I'm calling about the same subject. I don't know if I have too much to add to it. I was trying to find that exact statement by that doctor at the hospital in Washington, but Seth Rich also had at least one and possibly two visitors who talked to him that he was conscious. I don't recall. I think one of them was I'm not sure if it was his brother or a cousin or some relative, and again, like I was saying, I was trying to find that statement by the doctor, but it was not that serious a wound. It was not mortal. It was serious, yeah, but not mortal. So,
and then supposedly a whole bunch of cops crowded into the emergency room and kicked all the medical staff out, and the next thing you know, Seth Rich is dead.
Yeah, and they've been trying to get to find out the ID, if they had presented any ID, the supposed law enforcement officers that went in there. They've not been able to identify any of them as yet.
Yeah.
It looks to me there's strong indication that he was murdered in the hospital.
Well, the murder began, obviously, out there in the streets, and they finished it up in the hospital.
Yeah. Okay, well, I haven't been able to find anything else on it.
Well, if you do, call back in, because I do remember at the time there was quite a bit of stuff going on about people who had inside information, whether it was Kim.com or that doctor. I had somebody else who wrote me an email the other day saying it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Is... excuse me, I have to send a note to one of our fellow bloggers that what they're posting on my website is getting a virus warning. So I'm trying to basically deal with that and delete the bad posts here. All right, so getting on back to the international news, the Russian Duma is talking about restarting inter-parliamentary dialogue with Ukraine. And that's a very, very positive sign. The United States is not going to be happy about it because of the strong possibility that Ukraine could once again slide on over and be part of Russia. Certainly many of the people who live in Ukraine want that. That's what was happening back when Yanukovych was in office. And a big part of that whole Kiev bloodbath was to prevent it, to get Ukraine back into the EU and undo all the damage Yanukovych had done. Okay, apparently the United States government came out with this little cartoon, piece of propaganda, to accuse Russia of a violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And they laid it on very thick about how terrible Russia was and how many times Russia had been caught lying about it. And then they issued this little statement about how it's still time for Moscow to come back into full and verifiable compliance with the deal. Unfortunately, the missile system shown in the cartoon was the wrong one. They showed the Iskander M, which is perfectly legal. There's a little bit of a whoopsie for you. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and I'm going to be trying to resecure my site here. Although it's not my site that's the problem. So stay tuned. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. How you doing down there? I mean, there seems to be a lot of violence in the streets. I hope you're well away from it.
Well, actually, it's not violence. Everything's peaceful. People are protesting peacefully. There's a lot of corruption, Mike, but everything is peaceful. Thanks, God. You know, the protests are peaceful. There's some rowdies, but it's mostly peaceful. Anyway, I'm calling because I have a quick comment, Mike. The United States are more threatened militarily, they're more threatened cyberly. No, cyber threats.
It's kind of a blend of both. I mean, nobody's ever waged a cyber war, although that may be what's going on over in Venezuela right now.
So it's both. Okay, thank you, Mike.
Okay, and we're going to switch over to John in Vancouver. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've been watching you for about 3 years now. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank
you. You're my best radio host that I like to watch now. And, the world is going to hell in the handbasket now, eh?
Yes.
And I can see it here from sitting on the island, eh? And just like you, I live on an island. And I've got limited places to go where I need to go and live, you know. And I'd like to get off this island because I feel trapped just like you do. And I just wanted to phone up and just say, hey, man, keep up the good work. And I hope to listen to you in Indiana. And
yes.
You take care of yourself and your lovely wife.
I certainly will do our best here. And it is an arduous move. We had some more people come over and pick up some stuff. We donated a bunch of stuff to Claire's church. And at this point, we just have to start giving stuff away because that last yard sale was a disaster. When we get to Indiana, we're not going to have a whole heck of a lot of anything with us, just the computers and Claire's musical keyboards.
Keeping her harp?
Yeah, of course I'm keeping her.
No, the harp.
Oh, yeah, the harp is going with us as well. In fact, we're having to make special arrangements with the moving company for them to ship it. We were going to send it Yellow Freight. Yellow Freight said no, they didn't want to take it, and which is weird because that's how it got out here on Oahu in the first place. So
yeah.
There's just a lot to do between now and the 15th.
Yeah, I'm a musician myself. And I make music videos and stuff for, like, other people and stuff.
Yep.
So, I got your email. So maybe I can send you some music videos and show you what I'm up to. And it's kind of like a Bible thumping thing if you actually look in the background of the music videos.
Okay.
So maybe Claire would like that.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure she will.
Okay, you take care of yourself and have a good move.
All right, we'll do our best here, and we're going to switch over to James in South Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was looking at Paul Craig Roberts last week. Are you familiar with
yes.
him?
Yes, and very much so.
On his site, he was talking about Sandy Hook, and he said that in the last trial or hearing or whatever it was they had, if I understood it correctly, that the judge did not let the people see the death certificates of the child.
Yes.
He said that two people that saw the death certificates both thought that they were not right. I mean, that they had been messed with. This was Paul Craig Roberts. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, mostly through what's his name, Halbig, and yeah. But there's a lot of very funny things going on about Sandy Hook. The school wasn't actually in use. There was questions about it. The whole thing was a fake up, and I'm one of those people who thinks it was a fake up.
Well, it looks like to me, if with all this going on, it would be much easier to prove that something was fraudulent about it than it is. I mean, it just seems very strange. Could you have Fetzer on your show? I would love to hear him. Or Albie either.
I've had him on my show before. We sort of disagree over, well, certain issues. And let me think about that one, okay?
Okay. I wish you well, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And, oh, let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing here, Mike?
Doing okay.
Mike, about Seth Rich. Now this guy got me going. Now this last guy got me going again about Sandy Hoax. About Seth Rich. It was a private investigator that the family hired. The first family didn't buy the whole thing. I don't think they ever bought it. I think something went down. Either they were paid off or they were threatened. This guy, Rod, I think it was, Rod Wheeler, private investigator. One time he was he used to be at one time a homicide investigator for the Washington, D.C. police. But he was the right guy to hire for this. Okay? And he dug into this, and the police weren't being cooperative. He said it himself. He was in a couple of interviews, I think, with, what's that guy's name, George Webb and Jason Goodman, you know, those investigative reporters there online. And Hannity even was starting to ask questions. And then Hannity, overnight, changed his mind, said, I'm not going to talk about it anymore, probably because Fox Fake News Network probably threatened to kick his butt off that off the show. And after that, not too long after that, Wheeler dropped it. Now, Wheeler admitted that the police were, you know, that the police weren't cooperative. And also, what's that woman's name who gave the answers to Hillary during the debate?
Donna Brazil.
Donna Brazil, yeah. Donna Brazil evidently tried to interfere, too, and being very cooperative. And he kind of disappeared. I don't think anything happened to him, but he kind of disappeared from view, you know? There's a lot of mysterious things going on in that. I think it's almost an open and shut case that he was murdered probably by the DNC or probably the orders of Hillary and James, what's this guy's name? The guy who led the campaign there.
Podesta.
Podesta, yeah. James Podesta. I mean, it's almost a sure thing. And for all intents and purposes, Julian Assange said it. Because when he was asked about it, he gave a little nod of his head. There's a video of that. And it's almost a sure thing. And yet, this thing is being squashed. And just like when you're talking about the Sandy Hoax case, they're getting away with squashing it, and they're suing people. Now, Alex Jones gutlessly, threw in a towel and said, oh, yeah, no, there were people killed there and everything like that. Wolfgang Halbert got absolute proof, because just on the meals alone, because the food wasn't being sent, the food was being sent to another school. This school was not being used anymore. It had been closed due to a lot of different problems. And,
had a lot of mold.
A lot of asbestos. They had a bunch of problems in there. Leaky, I think. It was just falling down. It was a health hazard. So there's no question that this thing was staged, and Wolfgang, and you know, Wolfgang's made out to be, oh, he's a nut, he's this and that. Well, the thing about it, what people forget, is Wolfgang Halbig was one of the most reputable school safety experts in the country at the time. Before he started asking questions about this.
Yes.
He was consultant to people. Anytime you had something happen, he would be consulted. He actually set up the security system for the and procedures for the school in Cowards County.
Yeah,
he set that up too. And I talked to him about it personally about the Cowards County. My opinion on that is that this was not a false flag in the fact that nobody was killed. People were killed, but it was the FBI who set the whole thing up. And did the murdering. I don't know if they actually had agents go in there and start shooting, you know, but I think they hired contractors. And if you noticed before, I don't know if you saw that, you know, of the four people in military garb come out of the back there. That's who did the shooting. Even a teacher said that. And there were all these kids were saying after this first happened that the Army was in there. This is before, by the way, before the police even arrived on the scene or anything else. And of course, the police that did arrive on the scene were told to stand down. And they weren't in military garb either. They were regular cops. There was no SWAT team there at that point. This is, you know, it's so obvious, and yet nobody investigates it. Like, this is what disturbs me about what's going on in this country. This is why I'm not so sure that we're going to get really, even with Epstein in jail now, I'm not so sure we're going to get really get to the bottom of this. You know?
The system will always protect itself. You know, and I learned that the hard way, unfortunately.
People need to wake up, Mike. Otherwise, we're not going to have a country left. We're really not. People worry about China. Well, you should worry about China, because China evidently doesn't have this kind of corruption. They, you know, I'm not saying they don't have any corruption, but from what I understand, when they find you corrupt in China, they'll put you in front of a firing squad.
Yep.
And Russia's a lot less corrupt than we are these days also. So, you know, we're worried about all these other kind of, we should worry. Because they will take us over. They won't take us over, but they will surpass us. And they will, and we're going to turn into a third world banana republic. That's where we're going.
We're already there. I mean, if you look at the streets of San Francisco or Los Angeles, and now apparently even Austin, Texas is deteriorating. And, we are going third world. And when you bring the third world into your country, the third world problems come with it.
Well, you know, it's not just the third world problems, you know, but it's the mentality of the so-called rulers of this country, and also the people of this country just not seemingly care. You know, ready to go with the program. Okay, and believing everything they're told. That's another big problem. I don't know, Mike. I'm afraid we're in trouble. I really less and less hope for the future of this country. And it really hurts me because, like I said, I'm up there in age. You know, you and me up there in age and stuff like that. I got two kids, young, and I got two very young grandkids. So I'm concerned for them, okay? Kind of world they're inheriting today. So it really disturbs me, Mike. It really does.
It disturbs me as well. I mean, to have watched it happen over the last close to 30 years.
You know, the thing is this, when you see it happening and you understand what's going on, it's really disturbing. Because it's kind of like the Matrix. If I just said, I don't know nothing about this, go to sleep and do what I have to do. You know, take care of my business and say, who cares? Or maybe that would be the smartest thing to do. And I do care. It bothers me. It disturbs me. Fortunately, I got my, you know, I eat healthy. I work out all the time. I have other hobbies and stuff like that. I do have my grandkids I like to go see. I have my dogs I like to play with. And, you know, I live up in the mountains away from a lot of garbage. So that's how I keep saying. But it is disturbing. It is disturbing. And I try to pass the message around. I try to be a citizen journalist. That's what, you know, really spreading the information around. You're a citizen journalist. I'll post it on Facebook. I'll post it on Twitter. I'll post it wherever I can. I tell people I know. I tell family. I tell friends. And that's the most I can do, Mike. Just like, you know, I don't have the voice that you do. You have that station there. I don't have that, but I try everything I can. And but I'm losing more and more hope for this country, Mike. I really am.
Well, I've lost all hope for this country. That's why I keep saying we have to wait for the crash. It's going to come crashing down economically, politically, hopefully not militarily. But I think it might do the United States some good to get its nose bloodied in one of these foreign wars and just wake up and say we can't keep on going the same way.
But I don't want to see our soldiers have to suffer for the sins of the corporate elite.
Suffering. We're all suffering for the sins of the corporate elite, whether it's soldiers in the field or kids being forced vaccinated or our food being sprayed with pesticide that causes brain damage. We're already suffering for the greed of the corporate elites.
But one thing I do hope, Mike, if it does come to that, I want to see them hanging by lampposts. I want to see them hanging by the dozen by lampposts. Okay, and I want it done on public TV, internet, wherever else. And I do think they should get a short trial. You know, that this is what you did. This is what, and this is what we're going to do. Kind of like when the Ayatollah Khomeini first took over in Iran, when he did to the Shah's people. He gave them quick trials, and then hung them right in front of, you know, right in public. And
all right,
I like
Mark,
to see something like that.
Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right out to the phones here to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You opened your show with that thing about Seth Rich, the DNC. And
yes.
Yeah, I went over to your website, saw a little reference, but I found a larger explanation of it all at a website called the post and email, and it's a lady named Sharon Rondo. And
okay.
She really digs into it. Amazing stuff. But I was just looking at your website, and I thought somebody could take a snapshot just of your website, put it into one of those cylinders where they save it for the future, and some future historians will dig through it. Yeah, time capsule, and wonder what the hell happened to America. Anyway, man, this is heavy stuff. You wonder where that's going to go in court. And then you just had a previous caller about Americans, and, you know, I'm traveling through California, so I bumped into the CHP officer. We got to talking about things, including Sandy Hook, and he knows that was fake. And I said, well, you know, how about the people? What are you running into? And he goes, the people are numb. Because that's what I see. People are just numb from all this stuff going on. So, anyway, thanks for your work. And that DNC thing is explosive, but then, you know, they contain explosions, don't they? Okay, Michael, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know that bumper music there, We the People in Order for More Perfect Union? I wonder how many people remember that song dating back to every Saturday morning during the cartoon hours. That was all part of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
I wonder how many people actually remember that. Anyway, I know the memory of people is pretty, you know, these days, so probably not many. Anyway, wanted to talk about Miss Erica Thomas. Have you heard about her?
No.
Okay, Miss Erica Thomas. She is the Georgia State House of Representative legislator for District 39, which is the southern tip of Cobb County. And there was this big news blow up about a week ago, and I've been following this because I wanted to wait and see where it led, because something told me, I'm watching the video, she's standing side by side with the guy that she claims used a racist comment to her as they were standing in the checkout lane at a Publix. Now, supposedly, she was in a line where the sign says 10 items or less, but she's got 15 items, and she's using the excuse that the reason she went to that lane was because she's pregnant and can't stand on her feet too long. And this white guy who went through the line ahead of her paid for his stuff, and then he asked the manager if there was anything that could be done about people with more items using the lane that's only, you know, supposed to be an express item.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager said, well, our company policy doesn't allow us to say anything to the customer, but I guess you could say something if you wanted to. So he went, supposedly, he says, he went back and he said, ma'am, I don't mean to be rude. My words, right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And they're standing side and they're talking very calm and plain. Well, we just learned.
I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold for station identification. Don't hang up. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.